Hey, if Pierre says it, then it must be true. Brad Richards, one of the high-priced free agents who did live up to the hype. Brad joins us from New York. Hey, Brad.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Brad, I want you to listen and identify the voice of the man sitting across from me. Go ahead.
Richie, I'm not going to play 20 questions with you here. Who am I? I was your first coach in the National Hockey League, and I loved you.
Steve Ludzik.
There you go. There you go, big boy.
Was it the I loved you part that was the giveaway?
Yeah, that was it. He's the only one that has ever said that.
He coached you for 39 games, 39 productive games.
Yeah, I did. And I thought he was going to win Rookie of the Year that year. He called me when he was in Toronto. And I was shocked that he didn't. Who'd they give to Nabokov? Richie?
Yeah, the goalie beat me.
Yeah, how did that happen? But, I mean, he played tremendous force. I remember Jay Feaster coming up to me. I'll tell you a quick story. Rick Dudley went to watch him play junior.
So let me interrupt for a second. Just by the way, Brad, there will be a lot of quick stories told by Steve Ludzik.
Okay.
Go ahead, Steve.
He owns a junior team called Rimouski, but he played junior for him. And Rick Dudley, the Tampa Bay organization, was giving him a lot of heat. This kid, is he good enough? And Dudley walked down before the Memorial Cup, the final, and says, kid, I'm here to put the pressure on. I want to see what you can do. Dominated. Dudley called me back in Tampa. He said, this is a kid for us right here. And he never disappointed. He's quarterback to power play at 19 years of age. He's a beautiful kid.
All right. So before we talk about the shirt that you're wearing, which is significant, we got to talk lockout. You signed that big contract last year. Now the owners are saying that they can't pay what they gave out. Does that kind of make you feel like people were less than honest or less than open with you?
Of course it does. Yeah. We're trying to figure that out. We've been mulling that over as a union for the last couple of months, and what their game plan is here, and why did they do some of the things they did. We're trying to figure this out and gain traction, and hopefully this week will be another step in that direction.
A lot of players are outspoken about Gary Bettman in specifically. For example, one of your former teammates, Brandon Proust, tweeted about Gary Bettman in his autobiography. It's in stores right now. It's titled How I Destroyed a Sport in a Nation. But some people, you know, look at others as quote unquote the enemy. How do you see Gary Bettman?
Well, I mean, we obviously relate to him with three lockouts, but no one really knows except for them who's pushing all the buttons over there on that side. So Gary obviously is the face of that, but it's unfair to say it's all him. I can't imagine that he makes every decision for 30 teams. At least we hope not. We hope that there's other people involved in there, and we hope more people get involved on their side to try to push this along in the right direction.
Richie, I always told you to tuck your shirt in all the time. Now you're promoting the company with the untuck. What's going on down there?
No. What are you lobbying
this
for?
This is
a casual
look.
I taught him better than that.
Okay, so why don't we move right into that? You are a spokesperson for a company called Untuck It. Untuck It. So how would you describe what the theory is behind wearing the shirt untucked?
Well, it's the comfort of it. It's casual. It's fitted to look good untucked, not hang down around your knees, like Steve there would not want us to look like coming into the NHL. But yeah, it's comfort, it's casual, it's kind of how I like to dress. I was never as snazzy as my old coach in Tampa, so this is just comfortable.
Let me interrupt you right there. Let me interrupt you right there. Describe for us Ludzie's coaching attire in Tampa.
Well, it was always edgy, but the biggest thing was I always looked at were the shoes. I've never, coming out of Rimouski, I never seen shoes like that, the assortment of shoes.
That's the next thing coming out now, Richie. You're going to be peddling shoes.
Yeah.
It's called untuckit.com, and you can go to look at that, and you can hear more from the guy who's showing us. Hey, Brad, I just untucked my shirt. That's the kind of influence that you are having
Perfect.
On me.